As we said earlier, use your imagination, create messages that people will want to respond to. There's no right or wrong way to do that, so feel it out, have fun with it, and experiment.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent for Real Estate Industry, sales professionals, property managers, and leaders. We bring you the best minds in business and real estate to help you list more, sell more, and elevate your results. To download your written action guide from this podcast containing extra tips, links, and shortcuts, visit EliteAgentElevate.com. Now, here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Welcome to another episode of the Elevate podcast, where we delve into some of the most interesting minds in business and in real estate for the very best tips and strategies for you to implement to elevate your business. I'm Samantha McLean, editor of Elite Agent and host of today's show. Today, we're going to be talking about perhaps an underused but super, super effective way of marketing and closing more leads, and that's SMS messaging. So joining me today on today's episode of the Elevate podcast is the Podium Regional Sales Director, Sean Smith. So, Sean, welcome to the show, or should I say welcome back to the show?
Thank you, Sam. Always great to be here. Always great to chat with you.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to have you back here with us, and it only seems like yesterday we were talking about optimizing your reputation online, and we're going to be talking about Podium's study on SMS marketing today. But before we do that, just in case the folks out there didn't listen to that last podcast on reputation marketing, can you give me a brief rundown of Podium, the product, and your role in the company?
Absolutely. So Podium as a whole, our whole mantra is convenience wins for local businesses. So we work with local businesses across the US and Australia. Reputation's a massive factor for consumers when they're looking to patronize a local business. Reputation's everything when they're looking to actually assess who they're going to put on that shopping list and ultimately decide who to purchase or to who to assign a service with. So Podium is a tool that helps local businesses to get their reputation out there into the online world through places like Facebook, Google, you know, any industry-specific sites that consumers might find those businesses, and essentially enable them to put their best foot forward. Okay, so show what their reputation is to the people who are looking. And more these days, as you guys would well know, research is done online, and that's where they need to be putting that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked at length about how Podium actually streamlines that whole process of being able to ask for a review via SMS message, whether it be Google, Facebook, or anything like that. But just, I guess, one more quick question for anyone that maybe didn't hear that one. And I really recommend that if you're interested in online reviews, Sean and I really broke down in that last podcast everything from velocity of reviews to who should you be reviewed by to when you should ask for reviews and all that sort of thing. So we'll leave the link to the last podcast in the show notes. But just very, very quickly, where do you think agents should be focusing right now on reviews? Which platform?
I would always go back and look at where your customers are potentially finding you. Real estate inherently is a referral-based business or a repeat-based business for most agencies. So you want to kind of supplement what that is that's coming in from people who already know you, and anyone that doesn't know you, I think we'd be hard-pressed to find anyone that doesn't initially start their search on Google. We have a saying at Podium, all roads lead to Google. So whether it's from your phone, whether it's from your desktop, whether someone mentions something to you and you quickly just do a search, you probably don't even realize that you are doing it, but you're doing it through Google. So I think if you're looking for reviews, pop them on Google, because it's the best chance that someone is going to find you through that platform. It's not going to be the be all and end all, but that's where they're going to start understanding what you're all about and start generating kind of a view of what your agency is and how you treat your clients as well.
Good advice. So what we're going to talk today is about, well, it's kind of related to what we did a couple of months ago, because in that podcast, we talked about getting reviews via SMS marketing, but we're just going to focus on SMS marketing today. And you guys are really passionate about SMS and text messaging and things like that. Why is that?
I'll ask you a follow-up question to that, Sam. When was, as a lead agent, when was the last time that you guys got a 98% open rate on one of your emails?
Oh, well, our open rate is pretty good, but not 98%.
Exactly. That's exactly why we focus on SMS. It's personal. It's convenient. It's how most consumers want to engage with each other, let alone with a business. And it's where their attention is. So if we send an email out, we're fighting for attention in a junk folder, you know, let's face it, or an inbox that's already overwhelmed with other things that they've signed up for that they're looking to get information on. If we send them a text message, they're going to see it straight away. And there are, I can go through stats, but there are so many stats in terms of how quickly they see it and how much of a chance there is that they respond to that as well. It's a very underutilized platform.
I'm going to get to those stats in a moment because there were some pretty impressive stats. And look, lots of agents use SMSs to communicate with people, like whether it's about open homes or things like that. But what we want to talk about today is using text messaging over more traditional methods of marketing. What are some of the use cases that an agent could use SMS for?
Honestly, the possibilities are endless. The ones that I would immediately go to, I'd focus on the paying customers, right? So landlords and vendors are the people that we want to attract and get into the funnel. So I would be focusing on incentives for vendors to start a conversation with the agency. And the same thing with the landlord, maybe offers around reduced management fees or letting fees or multiple property owners who you've only got one management from at the moment. And the same thing with vendors. Maybe it's for repeat customers and you want to encourage them to have an up-to-date market appraisal. All these sorts of things that we can really track who we're sending it to, how quickly they come back in. We can actually dollarize the ROI behind that interaction as well. But yeah, I'd really focus on the ones that are going to become paying clients. Not just send an SMS out to a tenant saying, hey, we've just listed this property. They're going to see those properties on REA and Domain anyway. Okay. The ones that we want to actually do business with.
But I read somewhere that there was this cool feature in Podium which allows you to actually send invoices via text message. So if it's like if it's a water bill or if it's maintenance, I guess, for the landlord, things like that, is that relatively easy to do?
Absolutely. And if the text campaign is to get the end client to actually make a payment, then absolutely we can track the actual dollars that come through from the campaign. Yeah, with the invoices and all those sorts of payment related questions for repairs and maintenance, for auction deposits, tenants in arrears that we need to follow up and, you know, not spin our wheels, sending emails, phone calls, all that sort of stuff. Text works fantastically because, again, it's convenient. You don't have to rely on your clients to get back home, open up their web browser, go into their net bank. There's a chance that they forget about it in the first place, whereas the alternative is we can send a quick text, get that payment there on the spot because it's just on their phone.
Yeah, sounds quicker than a bank check anyway, an auction day.
Absolutely.
Definitely. So let's talk about rules of thumb when it comes to marketing by text. And I want to start with, because you guys did a webinar pretty recently, which had some interesting stuff in it. So are there any particular rules of thumb that you'd like to tell people about to do with marketing by text? And by that, I mean the type of language that you would use, the length of the message, time of day, maybe even. Do you have any advice around those things?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've done a lot of research around this so that we can really provide sort of best practice for an agency to start utilizing this. A couple of really simple ones. So use conversational language. You don't ever want this, and this is another part of why Podium does this so well as well. It's a two-way conversation. It's not a broadcast. And that's why we spent a lot of time. We had the technology available for a long time, but we really refined it into what would be a great consumer-led tool, not just for the agency, but for their consumers coming back to them as well. Because it is a two-way tool, use conversational language like it's a one-to-one conversation. It should always have that look and feel of, hey, this is Sean at XY Real Estate reaching out to Sam, the potential vendor, rather than it looking a lot like it's actually Sean from XY Real Estate realistically just sending this out bulk messaging to 800 people and Sam kind of knowing that. So the first one is using conversational language. The second one, as you alluded to, Sam, send it during business hours. If this is asking for, you know, repeat business coming back in, or if it's an offer for the spring auction selling campaign, sending that at 3 a.m., it's going to really miss the mark and it's really going to frustrate your potential clients seeing that message. And they're going to know it's not from you. It's from a marketing system as well. So it doesn't have that one-to-one feel. Using simple messages as well. So in terms of characters, you generally have about 160 characters or less to play with for it to feel like a genuine message. So make sure it's valuable. Make sure it's either providing some information or there's a clear call to action asking them for what you actually want them to do. So if it's just send us a text back, if it's follow this link, you know, those call to actions need to be really relevant and provide value. If we are including a link as well, make sure that link is neat. So I get these messages a lot from retailers, for instance, where they send me a message. It might be relevant, but if that link takes up the majority of that message, it kind of looks like it's fake. It looks like it's coming from somewhere and it is just a spam message. So use a link shortener, or if the marketing system, as in Podium, can do that for you automatically when you're setting up that campaign, makes things a lot easier. Another one, and this is the final one on this topic. So providing a response. So if the message, the call to action is send us a text back if you have any questions or to book in an appraisal or whatever that might be, respond in a timely way. And by that, I'm not saying like respond within 3 minutes, otherwise or else, but respond 20, 30 minutes later, even a couple of hours is fine as long as it still feels like it's that one-to-one feel. There's nothing worse than seeing a promotional message, you respond back as the consumer, and you don't get a response for a couple of days. Again, you're going to know that it wasn't necessarily one person texting you.
Yeah. So I want to unpack a couple of things that you just said there, because I think you just touched on one of my pain points, possibly with my own real estate agent, is sometimes we will get some sort of a water bill, or when someone comes and cleans the pool, the chemical bill, and it comes from this no reply SMS from thing, which I think is not terribly friendly. Is that different with Podium?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, you know, so, someone says, here's your bill, but you can't reply.
Yeah, exactly. And the only option they have is if there's a link, follow the link. But if they don't recognize the number as well, or if they don't recognize who it's from, it's not going to get the desired results. So a couple of things on that. You've always got to make sure that your name is identified. So you're identifying, hey, this is Sean at XY Real Estate. Okay. And you're addressing Sam by name as well. So again, there's kind of that personal relationship feel to it. If you do have a call to action, again, I would probably always include at the end as well, you can always text us here if you need us. And then if they do respond, it's always coming from the same number as well. I actually had an example yesterday. It was so timely to this conversation. A company reaching out, I actually responded. Their next response was from a completely different mobile phone number. I responded to that phone number, and their third response was from a third phone number. So again, that for me as the client, I can't keep everything in that one string. And that's actually difficult for the business as well, to track the ROI, to track how this is all going, the lead conversion, all that sort of stuff. It needs to be in one thread. And that's another thing that Podium does really nicely. It keeps everything in the one conversation for these campaigns. But also if someone responds, you've got a one-to-one relationship with that person now.
Well, that was another thing I was going to raise, because I know you and I talked about hairdressers on the last podcast, and I just wanted to update you. I changed hairdressers. But the appointment confirmation came from the same number from both places, even though they weren't related. So they were obviously using some sort of SMS service that, you know, and as soon as I told one hairdresser I wasn't coming, and then told the other one I was, I kind of panicked, because I was thinking, hang on a sec, this is from the same number. So I guess what I'm saying is it actually pays to have a single number where all of the communications come in from, and not a shared number with a shared bureau or something like that.
Absolutely. And again, you were freaked out by that experience. Imagine imagine if that's asking for the management of a property that's worth thousands of dollars. We need this to be consistent, because we need to allay the fears of consumers, because they are getting more text messages now marketed to them. We need to respect that channel is sacred. It's incredibly convenient, but there are definitely some ways that we can mess that up if we're not careful with it.
Yeah. Now, in Transform this year, we had a guy by the name of Tom Ferry do some coaching for the crew. And I mean, there's a lot of agents here who are fans of Tom Ferry. And there's a little text message that he likes to promote sending to people to generate leads or to generate appraisals. And it goes something like this. The real estate market is banana emoji times seven, because he always talks about banana. The real estate market is six bananas or seven bananas. Would you like an update on your property? And end of message, right? Because it's kind of like that pull marketing idea, but he's adamant that the bananas, what gets the message opened, read, interacted with. What is your view on emojis in text messages and in marketing?
I think emojis are fantastic. Anyone listening to this as well that is doing business with Podium, they would know how much I love emojis. I mean, at the end of the day, you need to have fun with it. You need this to be personal. And there's nothing worse than, again, a message that goes out to you every single day that says, hey, we've just listed this property in Melbourne. Hey, we've just listed this property in Melbourne. We've just listed this property in Melbourne. It gets old very quickly. So if you can have fun with it and you can, if you can make people laugh, you can make it conversational to a degree, I think that's fantastic. I guess the flip side of that is that you use too much slang. And I mean, my 8-year-old son would be like, hey, yeah, this is lit. This is fantastic. And most people won't understand what that means. So
yeah,
you need to use it sparingly.
I think that we're talking about playing to the audience there, aren't we? Like, so yeah. Yep, that's it. And unless you know the person, no peaches, no eggplants, no, yep.
Definitely no eggplants.
you and I have the best conversations. what happens, let's say, if the marketing department sends out a message to one of your clients and the person answers back, but it might be relevant for someone else to answer to, how does that message get routed to the right person?
So I can only obviously speak for like Podium specifically. Podium is essentially an interaction management platform. So the campaigns and the sort of marketing side of the text messaging is for bulk, but we've also got a general inbox that encapsulates messages that come from Facebook, from Google, from Instagram, from Messenger, from their website, all these other channels into the one spot. And one of the best parts is you can assign those conversations to different team members because everyone has their own unique account and login. So that it goes the same way for these marketing campaigns. If we're sending out a text to a subset or a segmentation of potential vendors or existing vendors, for instance, those responses will come back to the person who it's actually assigned to in the Podium system. If Mark Edwards, the sales agent, has actually worked with Steve at 12 Lagoon Street, when that message comes back out from that campaign, it's actually assigned to Mark. And he can follow up very nicely because it's in his inbox.
Yeah. And then if Mark's not in for the day, he could possibly assign it to someone else so that nothing ever gets missed or dropped or...
Absolutely. And even further than that, you can set escalation rules. So if Stephen doesn't get a response within 5 minutes, it escalates to a team leader or head of sales or vice versa. On the property management side, it escalates to the department head of PM. So yeah.
Absolutely. Goes to Renee because she always answers really quickly.
She does. She is fantastic.
in our business anyway. Yeah, well, the other thing I guess leading on from that is it's really hard sometimes to have an audit trail, like particularly when people are texting from phones, or let's just say you get a new phone and you're not on iCloud or something like that, all of your text messaging history goes, I don't know, somewhere where text messaging history goes. How can you keep your history and perhaps integrate it into your CRM system? Are there ways for them to talk to each other?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And one thing that Podium as a business is focusing a lot on this year is just ingraining ourselves even further into the real estate industry. We're trying to set up partnerships with all the major players in real estate across the sales side and the property management side, not limited to, you know, inspection software, auction software, offer management platforms, all those sorts of things. So yeah, absolutely. To answer your question, like there is the possibility of that. Obviously, I'd encourage a conversation with an agency to figure out if we already support the CRM that they're using. But even as a standalone platform, if you need an audit trail of all the conversations that you've got with different people across all those platforms I mentioned earlier, Podium has that. Okay, it's got dated and time-stamped records of the incoming and the outgoing messages, the actual user who has sent those messages as well. So, you know, let's say in Victoria here or in, you know, wherever it might be, you have to go to tribunal for a hearing around a property management issue. You've got all the evidence there. It's all logged. It's all timestamped. So you can actually provide to the member and say, you know what, this is exactly what happened. We've got full record of all the text messages, all the messages that have come through.
So we just gave everyone an example with Tom Ferry and his little banana text message, which I'm a bit of a fan on. Are there any other text messages or any other templates or any other messages that you guys have used or found to be really effective out there for real estate agents?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just as a general rule, not to call out like specific things, but again, personalization is key. So including the person's name, obviously including who this is that's contacting, working things around anniversary dates, different things that we've grabbed when we actually started working with these clients. So if they're a vendor, if they're a landlord, if we have their location as well, so we can make it like really laser focused and super relevant to them. again, I mentioned like auction spring selling campaigns as well. You know, if you can call out specific things so it's really relevant and timely, I guess a really good example would be, hey, Rachel, it's Sean at Macquarie Realty. To celebrate 8 years since buying your first home, we're offering a free marketing campaign to list your property with us during the spring auction selling campaign. Feel free to text us with any questions. The call to action might be fill out this link to, you know, register for certain things, or it might just be send us a text. And then taking that one step further, again, if they reply, making sure that that response is timely. I think that's a really good example of a good campaign send. But yeah, there's lots of different variations to that.
Yeah, I think so. The key takeaway here is, like, just thinking about some of the things that we've talked about now, is that number one, if someone sends you a message, send them one back pretty quick, because time is of the essence. People do expect a bit of a longer time with email because emails get buried, but text messaging is the here and now. And secondly, send a text message that is appropriate to the person.
Absolutely. We want a response. We don't want it to just be, hey, just FYI, Sam, we've just launched this property. And Sam's probably thinking, well, okay, I could have seen that elsewhere. You've really just wasted that message.
Yeah.
Send a text that invokes a response, or it invokes an action that you want the person to take.
I'm just thinking at the moment with the market sort of, I'm not going to say it's cooling, but there's been a slight cooling and a few less buyers around. It might be an underbidder campaign might be really good, like for people that had just missed out at auction when you bring your next listing on. Like, hey, it's Sam here from Banana Real Estate. Can I steal Tom Ferry's Banana Real Estate? It's Sam here from Banana Real Estate. You just missed out on 23 Smith Street. You know, 24 Smith Street is going to auction next week. Would you like to come and have a look, or something like that?
Absolutely. And let's say there's 40 people that are in that campaign. It's uber relevant. It's, hey, we know your exact situation. We just met with you. So it's timely. Absolutely. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. So now might be a good time to let everyone know that Elite Agent's going to have Podium on our website pretty soon, which is very exciting. And people will be able to text us with all sorts of things, questions and things like that. So, Sean, if our roles were reversed right now, what would you hope people would be texting us with?
Great question. I think it's for wanting to subscribe to Sales Caffeine. It's wanting more information on CVD points. It's really just, I always relate this to a lead agent in another world might be a retail store. Okay, if it was a retail store, you would have a shop attendant there to talk to people as they came through the website or the retail store. At the moment, there's not necessarily someone there to actually take the details, to ask them questions. And they do have questions when people come through. They don't really always know where they want to go. So I feel like that's the best part of this partnership, giving people a voice to go, hey, actually, you know what? I don't really know how the CPD points works. I've just got a new property management team. Can we sign up to enroll? Okay, or coaching, or just to receive more information. Just gives them a really quick and easy way to start that conversation.
I think if you're listening now and you're curious about what Podium might look like in your business, we'll leave a send us a text link on our webpage for this podcast, and you can ask us a question or shoot us a question for Sean, and we'll get it answered for you. How does that sound, Sean?
I'll make a guest appearance on the Elite Agent Podium chat.
Absolutely. That would be so much fun. So what's next for Podium? So we know that Google has a big interest in Podium, and we've talked about the review side of things, and now we've talked about the SMS marketing side of things. So what is next for Podium in the next 12 months or so?
Again, anything that we do will be focused on convenience. We get a lot of feedback from our clients on the kind of problems that they're facing in just everyday life, whether it's not getting responses on messages, whether it's not being able to reflect their reputation online, whatever the kind of problems that every business faces. So for us, first and foremost in the real estate space, we are wanting to really build our partnerships in every area to make sure that we're getting the most for our clients and linking in with different systems, all that sort of thing. And actually a partnership that is, I'll tease a little partnership that's coming as well. So we've just started working with MarketBuy, which I think I mentioned on the last podcast as well. So there's a partnership being formalized there, and there's something very cool coming for any MarketBuy current clients as well. So in terms of potentially utilizing Podium in a tasting fashion. So I'll leave that there, but more news on that will be coming very shortly.
I'm intrigued and trying to figure it out. While you're speaking,
All in good time. All in good time. So yeah, really ingraining ourselves within the real estate space. And things like voice are going to become very important too. So we've recently just launched the functionality to house voicemails within the platform. So text obviously is something that we know is really important to local businesses. But let's face it, they're still getting phone calls. Those phone calls are still going unanswered to sales agents. We all know it. So if we can provide a better system for voicemails rather than the current, hey, call 321 and listen to that whole workflow and figure out where your voicemails are, you can actually house that within Podium, play it whenever you want. You can assign it to different people. And the same thing for missed calls. You can give people the option when they call the office to actually start a text conversation instead. So similar to what we've had for a while with like Telstra and Optus, we can do the same thing through Podium now. And it provides a really, really great customer experience.
That's so cool. That is cool. So we can press the button, listen to our voicemail and then respond via text, or get the voicemail and say, got your voicemail. Thanks very much. I'll get back to you shortly, so that you're actually responding at speed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Voicemail is one of those systems that it hasn't changed in decades. And I don't think it's going to change, but now at least we can kind of consume that information into a more text-friendly way.
Yeah, absolutely, with an audit trail.
Exactly.
Yeah, so much to love. Okay, so you guys have got an ebook at the moment for people that want to learn more about SMS marketing and some of the things that we've talked about and best practice and all of that sort of thing. How can people get their hands on that ebook?
Sure. So it's the SMS Marketing 101 for Real Estate ebook. It's a great read. It's a lot of fun. It's got a lot of do's and don'ts and a lot of information about compliance and things like that that everyone needs to know. So either podium.com/AU, otherwise, as Sam alluded to earlier, start a chat through a lead agent through the Podium system and you'll be able to have a conversation with Sam and she'll include that through text.
We'll send you a link and as a bonus, we'll send you Tom Ferry's banana text message. Absolutely. Sean, it's been fantastic talking to you today, as always, and we've covered a lot of ground with this SMS feature. If there was one thing or one takeaway that you'd like to leave the audience with, what would it be?
Have fun with it. As we said earlier, use your imagination, create messages that people will want to respond to. There's no right or wrong way to do that, so feel it out, have fun with it and experiment.
Yep, I reckon that's great advice because marketing should be fun, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Sean Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sam.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Elevate from Elite Agent. To download your written action guide from this podcast containing extra tips, links, and shortcuts, visit eliteagentelevate.com.